Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
You're rolling with Jason and John, 92.9 FM, ESPN. It is Friday. We are all happy to be here on this May 20th. Coming off of a night in where Boston, boy, they took care of business. John, you may not realize this. They are now 4-0, the Boston Celtics, after losses in these playoffs. They handled Miami last night in Game 2, stealing home court advantage, 127-102. You know, John doesn't like it when I say the score. We're getting to that, so we'll keep it moving. Tonight, you've got Dallas and Golden State, Game 2. Can Luka make it a series? I have my doubts. We'll certainly be talking about that as well. And then Nick Saban, after we got out of here yesterday, and Lord knows it felt like the whole country was exploding on this story, he had to apologize, John. We'll get into how sincere it was. How are you, and Brad, how are you on this Friday?
All good, man, yeah.
It's Friday. It's good. It's That's good. Right. Yeah, That's NBA right. playoffs. Fun.
It's Friday. Jay Williams is going to join us at 11:25, so we will talk to him about the NBA playoffs last night, get his thoughts on the Grizzlies as they wrapped it up. We haven't had a chance to catch up with him since the series ended.
He doesn't get the two suits.
He does not get
the double down. He had one Tom Ford suit coming.
How much is one of those things?
Well over 1,000, right?
Is it a couple thousand bucks?
I think it's a couple of thousand.
Maybe
right?
two.
John would know. He's got a couple of them.
Yeah, you
I don't
got
have
a couple
any Tom Fords. I'm assuming that it's probably even more than that.
But
though.
He had already won a bet, had one coming. Yes. He doubled down. He loses both.
Correct.
Because Grizzlies lost. That's okay. That's okay. We're gonna regroup this offseason and go back at it.
I think it's like $5,000.
Yeah, Tom Ford suit got to be a few thousand.
Yeah,
gotta I'd be. Love to be able to own a Tom Ford suit.
Oh, you can afford one.
You can do it.
No, I'd have to take out a car loan for one of them damn $5,000 suits.
Sell that high dollar Ford you got.
Right,
Taurus.
Yeah,
you get you about $25,000 for that thing, and
you can get 12 Tom Ford suits.
As we learned, nothing. Nothing coming.
You're going to get something.
That Taurus on Kelly Blue Book's $85,000.
Dude, I will say, you're going to get something. I got $1,500 for an Escape that didn't have a motor in it.
Wow.
I mean, yes, because someone will put a motor in it right now, and they will sell that thing for $15,000 to $20,000.
That's just
people need cars right now. They are not out there. They are not available.
Man. More than Tom Ford suits, apparently.
If somebody buys that damn thing for more than,
$1,500, bro. Motor didn't even work,
right? But I mean,
that was a good deal. Yes, they're gonna put a $6,000 motor in that thing and sell it for about $15,000-$16,000.
Well, I guess anyway. A brand new car at that point.
I couldn't do it. I don't have the connections.
Right? No, you couldn't. There's a lot of commitment, right, and time on your part. So,
anyway,
yeah, Jay's gonna join us without Tom Ford suits in tow at 11:25. Then at 1:25, Tony Madlock is gonna hop on. New Alabama State coach, former Memphis assistant. Get into his new gig.
Hadn't talked to him since he got the new gig.
Haven't talked to him since he got the new gig. So looking forward to catching up with him.
Got Amar Knox.
Got Amar Knox.
That's
for,
a good
for,
get.
For him?
Ooh,
there?
His commitment.
Yes.
Really nice at Alabama State.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you get, for sure. You get a kid that was once upon a time committed to Memphis.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely. Yeah. I mean, I think that's more of the level, quite frankly. That when I saw Amar Knox, I just.
That's where he needs to be, is what you're
saying. Yeah, like
he's not a Memphis type player.
Maybe someday, right? Yeah. But he's going to have to get there. You know, I don't think he would have played as a freshman or anything like that. I think he's just going to have to develop. And
you're saying here,
yeah.
Whereas
there,
you put him with T.J. Madlock, Tony's son, and you got a hell of a backcourt.
That's a great backcourt. Exactly. Ooh. That's exactly right. And it's a Memphis backcourt, so that's pretty.
Sure is.
It's pretty dope. So anyway, that is the show today. Looking forward to it. But, you know, occasionally when we have weekends like this, and we do have a pretty good sports weekend. It's not the best sports weekend ever, but we have a lot of things going on. We got Golden State and Dallas tonight. We got Miami-Boston Game 3. We got
Nick Saban versus the world.
Excited.
So we're going to do the old Jason Smith excited meter.
Excited.
Let's start with the NBA, Jason. Game 2, Dallas, Golden State tonight in San Francisco. Golden State a 6-point favorite tonight going for a 2-0 lead. How excited are you to watch the Luka Redemption Tour?
You mean this Golden State train to the finals? Because that's what it's going to be. I got Golden State. I'm actually excited to watch this and be right. Because everybody you talk to, including John Martin, including any I think Ryan McDonough we had on yesterday, believes this is a 6 or 7-game series. I do not see it. Like I said, this is where I want to be right. That the Grizzlies will end up having been the toughest matchup for Golden State by the time this thing's said and done. And certainly much more so than Dallas. So I'm excited. I'm excited to watch Golden State roll tonight.
Excited.
I know that's blasphemy around here. Everybody hates Golden State.
You think Golden State is going to blow them out two times
but
in a row?
But it's going to make the Grizz narrative even better.
You want us looking good.
When you can say, man, without Steven Adams, without Ja Morant, man, we damn near had him and should have. It's going to make that narrative even stronger.
I feel like that now.
I'm
but
excited.
It doesn't make me feel better. It doesn't make me feel better.
I know for you it's more frustration. It's going back, we could have won. We know you're still there after the loss. You haven't moved off it yet.
Let me ask you this. If the Tigers lost in the Elite Eight, And gave whoever that team was a hell of a fight, it would make you feel better if that team went on to win the championship. It wouldn't make me feel better. It made me feel like, damn, like the Tigers could have been the damn champions.
Gonzaga, if they had done it, wouldn't
Gonzaga
you feel a little
lost
better?
The next round?
Exactly. But if they had won it, wouldn't you feel a little bit better?
I mean, I guess.
Yes, you'd say you were up 10 on the national champ.
The national
It'd be great
champ.
For
it
your story.
It wouldn't keep me company at night, though.
I'm fine. We know. You want a W to keep you. You want to lay your head on a W.
Then yes,
we,
I do.
We get it. And if it's not there, it's misery.
And y'all want to lay y'all's head on moral W's.
Are you excited about this or not?
I mean, I'm excited to see the response from Luka. I'm excited to see.
Oh, that's fair.
Excited.
Because you love the white player.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far.
He singled him out.
Hey. Look, I got to say, that was something that we could have got away with in 2019. I don't think we can get away with that anymore.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, so I'm going to distance myself from that.
You do
canceled.
That. Yeah. You do that.
I mean, I cannot. You
got to be extra safe.
It was a very corporate company here, man. All right? So the insinuation that I only love the white player. I love all players. Right, regardless of color.
Right.
But yeah, specifically Luka, who happens to be white. Yeah, I mean, I'm very excited to see what you got, you know? Like, because this is the game. We saw what Boston had, right? They were down 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
They got blitzed in that third quarter in game one. We saw what they had in game two. They didn't even leave any room for doubt, bro.
4-0 after losses in these playoffs. They respond. They know how to respond.
And I would like to add that I am now 2-0 against the spread betting this series.
I will say, and I'm not just going to say you, it feels like we've had our finger on the pulse here lately.
Yes. I think so.
Been saying this team's going to win by this many here lately. It feels like we've been right for about 3, 4, 5 straight days, games.
You want to make some money betting the NBA playoffs. I mean, this is a hell of a show to listen to.
It's like you on a run.
Well, and you had the Grizz in 6 in both.
Sure did. No.
Well, you had losing in 6, but yes. You called
Grizz
both
winning
series.
In 6, Grizz losing in 6.
You called, like, so
well,
if you.
That's so rare.
What do you have Golden State in 5, too?
Hold on,
called, right?
Brad, that doesn't happen very often.
Oh, stand up.
I feel that again. Can I get that little pat on the booty again, John? It's so rare. It felt so dang good. Go ahead, Tom. I was right.
This man is
dang.
Stand. I love it. This
I
man
love
has
it.
Stood
good
up
energy
and put
on a
his
Friday.
Ass
in
on
his
the
full,
desk.
In his full
that.
Glory with an Amani Bates hoodie on today, I
man,
mind you.
What well, a very random
we're rooting for Amani.
Yeah.
Right?
I guess, man.
This man ain't rooting for anything,
are
Jason.
Are we rooting for Amani?
I take the high road.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what Luka has to respond. I'm with you. To watch that game, it's hard to come away believing that this is going to be a hard fought series. Now it'll eventually go to Dallas, and it'll look different because every game that's played in Dallas looks different. That's the way it goes. But I think you got to find a way to even this up tonight, because if you don't, I think you're probably coming back 3-1. That's probably how that script goes.
And 5 games, Warriors in 5. I see the script going that way. You're right. Doncic is going to respond. He had more turnovers than field goals last game. Look for him to be aggressive. But watch this, too. Steph going to be aggressive, too, John, because he knows what a 2-0 lead in this series represents. It represents control.
Yes.
I'm telling you, this ain't Phoenix.
No, okay? It is not.
All right? And so I think I'm excited to see it. I'm even on John's side. I'll be excited to see how Doncic responds. I just don't think there's going to be anything left to go with. Remember, those role players have only played well in one road game last series.
And it was
that
game
was game 7.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Rest of the series, they were no good.
If you want a little prop, I would suggest the under on Luka assists.
I've told you, I like that.
Because
only 6 field goals last game.
This is going to be a... Like, I don't think Luka's going to show a great deal of trust in those role guys. Like, I think this is going to be a Luka supernova black hole type game. Like, ball stopper galore.
I could see that.
You know what I mean? He could have 45 and 5 assists. You know, that's kind of what I'm thinking tonight. Anyway, yes, excited. I think relatively excited. 3 out of 5 for me on the excited meter.
I won't go any higher than 3.
Okay. All right, this is tomorrow. Heat Celtics game 3 in Boston, 7:30.
Well, you know, one side of this just puts me to sleep, and that's the Miami Heat side and Chinese culture. So,
Chinese culture. Okay. Say less.
I'm going to say less and just go give me a two-level excitement meter. Boston's going to handle business here and roll Miami's old sorry butt on out. Jimmy ain't going to get any help, John.
No, that was.
And you were on the right side last night. You jumped off Miami on time.
I didn't think it was going to look like that. No, that was concerning, right? That was concerning.
Marcus Smart.
Whooping.
When he came back.
Ass whooping.
When he came back. And Horford, too, right?
Yes.
I did find this stat out because I was, you know, when I walk my daughter, I walk with my daughter.
Not, like she's a dog?
Right. Like, yeah. Like, yeah, I go for walks with
walk
my daughter.
The daughter.
Yeah. I always, like, listen to these NBA podcasts, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my new thing now.
That's cool.
And the stat that I heard was that the Celtics' defensive rating is actually worse without Al Horford in the lineup than it is without Marcus Smart in the lineup. Believe it or not. So Horford being back.
That is a nugget.
Actually probably made a little bit. But Marcus Smart was locking them up, dude. I mean, his defense last night was a difference maker. There's just no question about it.
Yep.
And you're right. The role guys look good in the regular season. You know, your Struces, you know, your Duncan Robinsons, Bam Adebayo, with no show type performances. They can't afford that. They just cannot afford that. So if you got guys like Grant Williams coming in and doing what they're doing, you know, Peyton Pritchard hit some shots last night. Yeah, it's going to be tough.
Just how about adjustments made by Boston after losses these playoffs? Told you 4-0. I mean, that's a rookie coach over there, at least a rookie head coach in Ime Udoka, and we've talked about a ton, and I want to bring it up every chance I get. Damon Stoudemire being on that side of him, I'm just thinking that he has been at nothing short of a treasure for Ime Udoka in his first year. I just think Dame's just got his finger on everything,
yes,
it feels like. And so I've already said I like this Boston team in this series.
Marcus Smart, one rebound shy of a triple-double. That's pretty impressive.
Excited.
He didn't play like he had a mid-foot sprain.
I really need one of these series to be competitive. Like, I need a competitive game. We have not gotten that.
Very true.
I mean, they've just been blowouts. I mean, even game one with the Heat, I mean, the Celtics got their doors blown off in that third quarter. They made it kind of interesting, but, you know, where are the one-possession games with 2 minutes left to go? You know, I want that playoff basketball. You know what I mean?
Yes.
I don't know if we're going to get it tonight. I'm hoping we find a way to get it tomorrow in Heat Celtics game 3. I like this series. I like the adjustments. I'm excited to see what Eric Spoelstra is going to do. By the way, there was a stat I saw. Like, Eric Spoelstra won like 81% of his games in the playoffs at home in his career. But when I saw that stat, I said, you know what? That looks impressive. It's actually a LeBron stat.
Y'all, you're figuring it out now.
It's a LeBron stat.
You're figuring it out.
Now, that doesn't mean I'm going to sit here and say that Eric Spoelstra's not a good coach. Cause,
well, don't put him at the top, though.
But yeah, dude, like, you get into that stat a little more, you do a deep dive, that's Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and their prime. That's the majority of that, no doubt about it. So I'll give it a 4 out of 5, man. I'm going to give it a 4 out of 5 on the excitement.
Excited.
Okay, how about this? Nick Saban versus the world right now.
Excited.
Deion Sanders has publicly responded and said, we are not going to have a conversation privately when you did that publicly. How excited are you, Nick Saban, taking on the world?
It's created a lot of great content for Sports Talk Radio. I'll
yes,
put it
has.
That way. So it's hard for us.
Just in the nick of time.
I think you nailed it.
I'll tell you this. I love Deion's answer. I love the way he handled it. Right? No, you go public and I'm supposed to take a private call for you? No. We're going to talk, but when we do it, it's going to be in public because you're not going to apologize publicly, right? And do that there, but not do it with me. And I just love the way he handled it. Deion even said, this ain't about me and Jimbo. He wasn't after us. He's just trying to get some money from his boosters, right?
Yep.
And we caught the fire.
Yep.
We were the collateral damage. And so I just thought he was smooth and brilliant. He took his time with the response, so he had plenty of time to think it up. But I thought he handled it very well.
Yeah.
After Nick obviously did not. I said that yesterday.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's like
yeah, it's a four for me on the excitement level.
No, I mean, it's the goat getting his comeuppance, right? I mean, that is exactly what. And when
he
is
had
that?
To apologize.
When has that ever not been gratifying in anything? You know, like everybody loves to see LeBron James lose, right? Everybody loves to see LeBron James cry. Everybody loves to see Tom Brady lose. Like this is the part of it. People respect you. People appreciate you, but they love to see you take L's, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And this is a massive L. Deion said, "I don't make a million." Travis Hunter ain't built like that. Travis ain't chasing the dollar. Travis is chasing greatness. Travis and his family don't get down like that. They never came to us in search of the bag. They're not built like that. This kid wants to be great. He wants my hands on him. He wants me to mold him. He wants me to be his navigational system through life. He wants to be that dude.
Deion the King, man.
Yeah, so I'm excited about it as well. So anyway, that's what's going on. That's what's on tap this weekend. I wasn't going to ask you about the PGA Championship, man. I don't think you're.
I did, it was a tough day at the office for Tiger yesterday, and now he's in pain.
Well, I mean, what did y'all expect, bro?
Started out great.
He started out like 1-under and went to 4 over. Damn, bro.
It's not. I mean, if Tiger was relevant, I would ask you about that, but he's not.
No, I'm not excited about it. Neither is my father. He's Tiger's number one fan. He's barely watching for Belize. I'm not sure he's going to make the cut. Now, was he 4 over to end the first
yesterday.
Round? Yeesh. I thought he ended up 2 over. 4 over. It's over.
Is Rory...
Did he bogey that many down on the front nine
after,
the second half?
The second,
yeah. Is Rory still
I stopped
in the
watching.
He was. I didn't get to see this morning if Rory's still up there or
gotcha.
Not.
Gotcha. My man,
he's how tuned in the golf John is here.
Oh, yeah.
Here you go.
It's one of those things. I missed that sort of genetic code.
No, I mean, Tiger had like 2 birdies in his first 3-4 holes yesterday, but...
Hey, he lit it up at start.
He cannot keep... And that's what it's going to constantly be is how much can that body hold up here? It feels like sort of a deterioration.
Yeah, a couple of things. My man, T. Swift, is a listener in Dallas. And he's the one that passed along the Luka prop. I believe that
nice.
He is 7-0 to the under on assists on the road in the playoffs. That came from T Swift. He's also very disgusted with you, quite frankly, and the lack of chance that you give Luka.
It's not again Luka. It's sort of like the same problem Jimmy Butler's got with Miami. Who's going to step up around you, and especially on the road? Luka's been great. Can't do it by himself against the Golden State team that's got championship DNA.
I got 3 words. Dorian Finney Smith.
On the road?
Yeah.
Let me see it.
Reggie Bullock.
Prove it.
Reggie Bullock.
Right.
You like that?
Game 7 Phoenix, I liked it. Dinwiddie was hitting shots.
Yep.
Do it now. Do it on the road in San Francisco.
Dallas, you know, we talk a lot about the Grizzlies and like going to get that next piece, right? Dallas needs to do that.
I think they got a couple pieces they got to get before this is real.
You don't think they're one player away?
I'm telling you right now.
Like a big?
That was more about Phoenix letdown than it was Dallas is ready for the big time. I guarantee you that. Again, Chris Paul gets hurt. We could blame it on that if we want to. Devin Booker plays subpar. Like, they had no business advancing. That was more about the failure of Phoenix as opposed to this unbelievable rise by Dallas.
Yes.
They're getting put back in their place this series. Tell your bud down in Dallas.
I hate to tell you. I hate the crowning of Golden State, though. Like, I can't. Like, you like them? You like that team? You enjoy watching them play?
Did I have them beating Grizzlies in 6?
Yeah, you did.
It's not that I like them, John. It's what I'm telling you is happening right now.
If they
are so much more confident now that they're playing Dallas and not Phoenix. That is a break for them. I mean, again, look at the way Steph played that game 1. It was the same Steph you saw last 6 minutes feeling confident against the Grizzlies. That's a team that feels like, all right, this is destiny now. Watch Steph look to take control tonight. Watch him.
All right, we're going to come back. We'll ask Jay Williams about this very thing. Get his thoughts on the Dallas Golden State series, Boston Miami, wrap up with the Grizzly season with him, all that and more when we get back. Jason and John, 90 Turn FM, ESPN.
NBA playoffs, they're hot now, and you can make every game feel like Game 7 on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA, because throughout the playoffs, all customers can place a no-sweat same-game parlay. Can do it each week. You'll get up to $20 in free bets if you don't win. FanDuel has so many ways to play, and best of all, when you do win, it's what I love, you get paid fast. New to FanDuel, just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app and sign up with the promo code JSMITH to get your first bet risk-free up to $1,000. Once again, that's promo code JSMITH. And if you already have an account, you're all set to bet. Either way, you'll get up to $20 in free bets if your same-game parlay during the playoffs doesn't win. It's only on FanDuel Sportsbook, an official partner of the NBA and of 92.9 FM ESPN. Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Refund issued is non-withdrawable free bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Max free bet $20 per week. Restrictions apply. See full terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call Tennessee Red Line 1-800-889-9789. Jay Williams.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Williams is next.
Jason and John guests appear via the Landmark Heating and Air phone line. Live from the Topps Barbecue Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jay Williams is a friend of the show. Joins us every single Friday. Been joining us throughout the NBA season. And unfortunately, Jay Williams is a man who will not be getting two Tom Ford suits from Stephen A. Smith. What's up, Jay?
Just, you know, I'm hurt, John. I'm hurt. I doubled down on our squad, and, you know, they let me down. But that's cool. We got more to do. In due time, I will see Stephen A. Smith again. I will get my two Tom Ford suits back. I'm not worried about it.
You will. And I don't know if you were feeling the same way I was feeling. You know, a lot of people in Memphis, and again, this is totally appropriate, totally fine to do. Everybody was saying, you know, the future is bright. This is such a, you know, this is just the beginning. This is just the start. And I came away from it, of course, feeling that way, but also feeling like the Grizzlies were close. The gap between the Warriors and the Grizzlies, even this year, was so narrow that I came away a bit frustrated that it went the way it went. Because I think it was closer than it looked, and if the Grizzlies aren't dealing with injuries, I think we're having a totally different discussion. What did you come away thinking?
That the Grizzlies let that one get away? Like, and if there's anything that serves as motivation for the offseason, mm-hmm. it's watching a team that might have more championship experience than you, but doesn't mean that they were primed to beat you. And there are little things back when you start looking back on it. And we as athletes, man, like, we're crazy, right? So for me, if I'm John Morant, I'm like, all right, Steve Adams didn't play the first couple of games. Like, it's a different scenario. But you know what? That's fine. Injuries are a part of the game. I have to take into account that. But I had a chance to make a layup to win game one at home. If we got that game, things change. Mm-hmm. Who knows? They get tight. We beat them by 50, like, without John Morant. So there's all these things that you start paying attention to that in a sense, validate what we knew throughout the course of the regular season. It was just about understanding that in order to win a championship, you need things to go your way. Like, there is luck involved in this, guys. Like, there's real talk luck. Like, if Steph's hand injury comes 3 weeks after it happened, he's not participating. Right. They're not in that situation, right? So you need a certain things to go right, Jason. You know what I mean? In order for that to equate to a championship. But they belong there. It's not like, hey, this is a great start. No, they belong there. That's who they are.
We'll get back to the Grizzlies in a second. But is it an easier path for Golden State getting – I mean, is it as simple as that, getting Dallas instead of Phoenix, in your mind?
I'm not going to sit up here and say that, you know, this series is over. I don't. I think, honestly, it's going to go 6 or 7. I think it's going to be hard. I think Phoenix has something going on, man.
Yes.
And it ain't all right. Like, the thing with DeAndre Ayton playing 17 minutes, and you heard Monty Williams say, you know, about some challenges that they've had internally, something ain't right there. And I need to figure out what that is, because if you're talking about paying him the kind of money that they're projecting on paying him, we have a problem why we're going to pay a guy a max contract and he played 17 minutes in the Western Conference semifinals. Mm-hmm. Like, that's a major thing. And people are going to try to make that conversation around CP3 and his health. And I don't like the injury of him holding his hand and his quad. Like, you know, everybody's hurt. Everybody's playing through it. But there's something going on there.
I agree. I got to ask you, as a professional athlete, knowing what you got to put in to get greatness out, knowing what you do about Ja Morant and how close he is, it feels like, to break it through as maybe the face of the league, in your mind, what should his summer look like? What should he be trying to add to the game? How much is he working on the body and the, hey, I got to be durable. I can't miss 30 games. What should Ja's summer look like, Ja?
You see, people are naturally going to take that to physically and basketball-wise training. And I think Ja already is filled with the venom enough to do that, right? Like, he is always kind of been this person to me where he's been drenched with enthusiasm and ambition about being the best. Like, I can smell that, and I'm all the way in Connecticut, and I can smell that right now from wherever Ja in the world is at. I think the next part of this is, like, them as a franchise. Like, what are the right pieces for Taylor Jenkins and company to figure out, like, you know, is this these the right pieces? And I think, this is where it gets real. This is where LeBron, this is where a lot of the – who are you recruiting? Like, do you want somebody else? And are you starting to lay the framework for people to come to you? Like, Ja strikes me as a person that if there's people that he thinks or they sit down with the organization and says, I'm going to feel it out. And I think, like, this GM hat on top of him being a competitor's hat is the next step in the evolution of how Ja Morant is going to think as a franchise player. Who do I want with me when it's all said and done? If I don't feel like I have enough, maybe he does for next year. But if I feel like something's off, or if I see something that maybe doesn't smell right, or, hey, we may not be able to, you know, keep a guy. Like, do we need to keep a guy like a Dylan Brooks? Or is Desmond Bane enough? Or can we add another piece that's taller? He needs to start thinking that way as a GM.
Last thing here on the Grizzlies, and we'll move on to the rest of the NBA. But you go from being a two seed now into an offseason where you're going to have to make some decisions. But in terms of the forecast, right, like, what should the baseline be for the Grizzlies moving forward? I don't think it's fair to expect them to be the two seed every year, but where do you sort of start with them in terms of what they need to be at minimum moving forward?
Western Conference Finals, man. Come on now. I mean, I'm not as fixated as much on seeding. You know, obviously, seeding can provide you a good path. I mean, look at the path the number two seed provided you this year in Golden State. So. And look what happened to the number one seed in Phoenix. So I'm not worried about that. But, like, we were not born in life to play small, man. Like, and if you've gotten to the level that these guys have gotten to with this team, anything below a Western Conference Finals reaching is considered, like, we didn't do it. Like, and I think that's setting the bar low. Like, it should be winning a championship. So
next year.
You got
the next season.
Yeah, you're damn right. Like, and by the way, guys, do you remember when we first started talking and you guys were like, what? Because I feel like I hear and I know the way guys think. And, like, there's certain teams that you have to start setting that expectation for. All these years of just making the playoffs and that kind of conversation, that whole mindset needs to change because you have championship talent. It just needs to be honed the right way. And it's honed the right way by setting the right kind of expectation off the bat. And that's nothing less than a Western Conference Finals appearance.
Dallas, Phoenix sounds like you got it. Excuse me, Dallas and Golden State sounds like you got it going 6-7 games. How about this other side on the East? We saw Boston bounce back, get some reinforcements back yesterday. They bounced back. How do you see this Eastern Conference final going?
Oh, man, there's like Meek Mill. There's levels to this, right? Like, I feel like I was watching a different level. Now, granted, Boston shot 50-50-90, which is just stupid to shoot 50% from the field, 50% from the 3-point line, and over 90% from the free throw line. So they're obviously hitting on all cylinders and made, what, like 9 threes in the first quarter? Some kind of ridiculous number like that. I may have gotten that wrong, maybe more, but you're like, wow, okay, these dudes are on their game. But the bigger, like, I feel like I know who Boston is. The bigger question for me is, I don't know what's going on with Bam Adebayo.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was talking to Amari Stoudemire about this today. I'm like, you want him to be aggressive, and you want him to be a guy that is the second all-star on this team. But for him to take 6 shots in game 2, 4 shots in game, like, what the hell is going on?
Right.
Like, and I don't care the coach needs to get the right play. No, yo, when you're that dude, give me the ball. Give me the ball. And I'm not shooting fadeaways over Robert Williams or Al Horford. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to bang them in the basket. And on top of that, Tyler Hero, your sixth man of the year, like when he's a negative 33 last night, and like, you know, I know he kept them in the game in the first game to a degree, you know, when they made that run in the third quarter in game one. But like, you need your other stars to arrive to the party. And if they don't, this could get nasty quick. Boston has won 7 of the eight quarters they played in. So this could easily be 2-0.
Yeah. We're talking to Jay Williams, joins us every single Friday here on the show. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you, and we talked about the Miami Heat, you know, several weeks ago. I guess if you're them and this is going back to Boston and you feel the way that you feel about that third quarter, like, is there anything they can do without Lowry? Right, I think that's starting to show up. Is there any like adjustment that you see that Miami can do, or is this just a talent issue with what Boston's throwing at you constantly with Tatum and those guys?
No, I make them take contested shots, man. Like when Eric Spoelstra came out in that zone, like, look, there's certain teams, and I've known Jason Tatum since he was young, and same with Jaylen Brown, those guys. When we would play in college and we would play a team that would come out in a 2-3 zone, I would literally like, oh my God, thank you. I'm about to get at least 14 or 15 threes up this game. I might have 30 tonight. Because like if you're a team of shooters, you like to shoot. You like to shoot. So when I saw Eric Spoelstra come out in that zone, and I know that Miami leads of all teams in the playoffs with 3-point field goal attempts allowed, you know, that's who Boston is. They penetrate and kick. That's what they do. So, I mean, it kind of, when you see the ball go in like that and you start to find that rhythm, then you got momentum to play with for the rest of the game. And, you know, so my thing, come out, play man-to-man, play hard, check nose defense, make them take contested shots, make them earn every penny. Now, you have the depth, Miami. You got to use it.
Mm-hmm. All right, what'd you think about Nick Saban and those shots he fired? Deion even catching a few of those bullets. Was it all necessary? And frankly, didn't he break a code, Jay? To take a line from Steve Kerr, when it comes to coaches, one thing you don't do is point that finger publicly unless you've got receipts, right? What'd you think about Nick blowing up?
Man, I thought Nick was – I've never seen Nick that loose before. Loose being
right.
An operative word. You interpret that however you want, but he seemed very relaxed. You know, and one of the things that we all know in this industry is if I'm speaking in front of a group of people, hell, if I'm speaking to somebody who has their phone out, you know, I am speaking with intent on every word. Mm-hmm. I'm intent. So that's number one. Number two, when you start calling out people by their name, and look, I think it was dead wrong. I don't think the response by Jimbo Fisher seemed even more lethal, by the way. I mean, pretty much just telling people where the bodies are buried, which, you know, opens up a whole other can of worms. But I guess my biggest gripe out of it is I get like two juggernauts battling each other and saying things, and Nick trying to call Jimbo and him be like, I'm not calling him back, we're done. Like, that's always the drama of the SEC and big time football to me. Mm-hmm. Where I got angry about it is that why are you attacking Deion Sanders, who is a Hall of Fame figure who went back to a historically black college in Jackson State to make a difference? Mm-hmm. Why are you focused on him? You're going to try to demean him? Like, that is a little touch of privilege to me in my way, because like, I've seen you guys do Aflac commercials, and yep. It seems like there's a relationship there, but you want to say him by his name off reading it from a newspaper? Like, what are we doing? Why? Like, this dude's giving back to his community. Like, it's creating change. And now we're going to cry because a relationship with a kid in Johnson that you feel like maybe a top-tier school should have gotten. So now they're competing. So now you send threat. Like, that is so beneath who Nick Saban is to mm-hmm. me. I lost my mind, and it really bothered me. It really bothered me. So I was disappointed in the GOAT. And I hear what Jimbo's saying. He's human just like everybody else. But damn, Nick Saban, wow, that's what you started.
Yeah.
Where do you think – what's the root of this? I mean, because to me, Jay, it feels like Nick Saban was the same dude who was going around sort of at I don't know if it was SEC Media Days last year or whatever – but he was touting Bryce Young's deal, right? He loved that. He loved being able to say, oh.
One of high school coaches, yeah.
Yeah, Texas. Yeah, high school coach, excuse me. Yeah, you know, Bryce Young got $1 million. You know, he loved touting that. It just feels like to me this is coming from a place of, wait a minute, I only like it when I make the rules. I don't like when everybody else can do what I do. I like it when I'm sort of sitting here alone and able to do this. Where do you think this is, you know, what do you think this is rooted in, I guess, from Saban?
First off, John, I think Nick thought he was in a safe environment. I've never seen Nick speak that way as openly. So, no, that should let you know that that was in a room of people that he was recruiting to give dollars to the program.
Exactly.
That was a rally cry, brother. That was him saying to people, I need more money in our bank account to play the game at a better degree, because not only did we lose to Texas A&M, not only did we lose to a guy that was my assistant coach, that even in my apology, I'm not going to mention this dude by his name, which is even a different slight, right? This is, I need bigger bank so I can get the better players.
Mm-hmm.
So it was almost like somebody internally set him up by leaking that to begin with. So like, this is the world we live in, where you start, people wonder why athletes or coaches or people of any kind of status become shy or not themselves around people, because you don't know what people are utilizing against you and who's making the extra buck. And that's a prime example of it.
Jay, man, you're the best, dude. I always appreciate
Thank
the time
you so much,
every
brother.
Single week. Thank
Have a great
you, man.
Weekend.
All right, brother. Talk to you guys next week.
Yep. That's Jay Williams, folks. Always do appreciate his time, and we've been talking about this story, right? We talked about it yesterday, and I think he's right. I think everything he said is valid and fair, and you know, I think what Deion said is fair, by the way. Like, you can't do that publicly and then call me privately.
100%. And Deion is right. This was never about Jimbo and Deion. It's about telling his boosters, look, y'all want to play? We're going to have to play the game, too, if you want to be number one. But what you don't do is hit that collateral damage. You don't call out other colleges to put – you don't step on them, right, to make your point that NIL's wild, and if we're going to get in the wild, wild west, y'all got to do better, put some more money in our collective. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
You didn't need to call out Jimbo and Deion, and that's why he's on there apologizing yesterday to the two guys.
Right. There was a way to do that without running the bus over people, right?
That's it.
You could have just said, listen, we live in a climate now where it's got to be deals, deals, deals.
Because Jackson State is no threat.
Exactly.
So to just throw them in there, right, and look at the historically black college now that's giving a guy $1 million.
Right.
Oh, he shouldn't be there. He should be at some Power 5 school. Right? That's just, again, you step on them to make your point. They're no threat to you.
Yep.
But again, his point is, if we're going to do this Wild Wild West thing, guys, he's talking to his boosters.
Oh, yeah.
Ante up. You didn't need to. I told you, he stepped into his hornet's nest. He was emotional about it.
You could have just
made
said,
a mistake.
You know, hey, in order for us to continue to compete at the highest level, you know, we got to have commitment.
Because here's what they're doing out there, y'all.
Right.
But you don't say names.
Right.
He broke the code.
Yep. No, I think that's fair. And he's getting, you know, the reaction, right? He's getting the reaction
100%.
that deserves. And so here we are. All right. Tony Madlock's going to join us a little bit later in the show at 1:25. Looking forward to talking to him, catching up with him about what's going on in Alabama State, new gig, and some other things with him at 1:25. So do that a little bit later in the show. Jason and John, 92.9 FM.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
ESPN. McCoy Roofing and Renovations. If you've got a project you want to tackle, you know, like I told you about yesterday, I want to get that pergola outside. I'm going to have Chris McCoy handle that.
He's going to have to show you what a pergola is.
Look, I tell you this.
Because you want more than that, I believe.
I think I do want more than that, but that's all right. Chris can handle that.
The rain comes through that, John. Put that roof on top of whatever you're building.
Exactly.
It's going to have to be enclosed. You know, it's a big project.
Cover
but
it.
I can trust Chris with those, and so can you. Whether it's backyard additions, kitchen, bathroom, need a new roof, right? Maybe got some storm damage. Chris McCoy can handle all of it. When he comes out, let him know you heard about him here on the Jason and John Show. He's going to flex. And then he's going to throw in a free roofing upgrade.
What we know is that John Martin won't be drawing up the plans. Chris McCulley will. And that means you're in much better hands, right, with what you're going to do with that patio, that upstairs, or it's what he specializes in, that roof. As he did replace John's roof a couple years ago, as he told you, stress-free. They'll handle the insurance claims, all of it. When you see him, you make sure you mention Jason and John. You're going to get that free roofing upgrade. But, yes, having this number, 487-7096, very important because we're not just talking roofs. We're talking all over your home. And Chris McCulley, his team, the team to call. So, again, lock in that number, 487-7096. It's McCulley Roofing and Renovations.
All right, there's a big-time story in college football, folks. We have not talked about it yet because, you know, you have been just infatuated with this Nick Saban story.
Yeah, yeah, me and a bunch of others.
You love that he is getting his, don't you? Because you were not a Nick Saban guy even before this. You had sort of made that clear.
No, but in the same breath would tell you how I have a great respect for him and have said it before in terms of his ability to adapt. It's why he stayed on top.
Yes.
Right, and that's why I find this so – another part of this so silly is because you'd rather complain about it than, hey, shut up and adapt.
Yes, but that's not even the biggest story in college football right now. The biggest story in college football is the quarterback that the Oklahoma Sooners added over the weekend. Are you familiar with this young man?
I'm not.
He comes to Oklahoma from Tyler Junior College.
Oh, okay. So, So I shouldn't be familiar.
Little known fact, my dad used to live in Tyler, Texas, so I've been.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that is random.
It was not very impressive. It was not a very impressive place.
Is that near Killeen?
I don't know.
Okay.
DJ Steffens.
Yeah.
Homeland.
Uh-huh.
Killeen, Texas.
I didn't know if they were close.
I don't know. I just remember not being very impressed.
It is. I believe it is.
It is, yeah. Okay. So
it's a similar market area.
Okay.
Yes.
Both, like, very low levels of civilization.
Careful now.
You know? Just one of those, like, rural Texas towns.
I mean, your dad lived there. Come on.
Yeah, it was a bad move on his part. Yeah. You know? Chasing women, man. You got to be careful. They'll take you to Tyler, Texas. Mm. It's just not a good spot. But the quarterback comes to Oklahoma from Tyler Junior College. Do you know what his name is?
Mm. No, I told you I'm not familiar with the story, so
name?
Please enlighten
his name is General Booty.
Look at that booty, show me the booty, give
That's
me
not
the
true.
Booty.
No, his name is actually General Booty, bro.
No, this is a joke.
No, I wish it was.
Because I see you have Brad ready with the music. This is funny, haha. What's his real name?
Now, his real name is General Booty.
Booty is his last name?
His last name is Booty. Now, you remember John David Booty?
Yeah, I remember him. He was an Alabama quarterback, was he not?
I think USC.
The USC, all right.
Was he the USC quarterback?
Well, I got quarterback right.
Yeah.
One of them. I thought John David was an Alabama quarterback. It's one of the two.
Yeah, he was USC.
Okay.
That's it.
Close enough.
But how are your name going to be General Booty, though?
I bet you his NIL deals are through the roof.
With who, though?
Strip clubs?
Like Hanes or something? I mean, what?
You know, like Hooters?
General Booty!
The Booty Club?
Like, that's one of those things, though, man. Like,
I'm sure there's some NIL deal, that can get hooked up. Y'all are all over this.
Like, pain in the booty?
Like Meat Undies or something? You could do that, you know? Something involving the booty? Do you, like, there's always, like, as a kid, you just... if you have a name like that.
Well, you got to be real careful with what you're naming their first name when you already have a last name.
What could you name?
At that point, you like change that. Your name, by the way. I'm sorry. I hate that's your heritage.
I don't know how you got through school in elementary school.
Yeah, I don't know what booty heritage is, if that's German or what.
He clearly did not go to a Memphis city school, which is good news for him.
He wouldn't have made it out of his ass.
His father, I think his uncle is John David Booty. I think he's come from the Booty family.
Of course. It's all from the rear.
But his father's name was Abram Booty.
Very clever, Brian.
He was a receiver at LSU.
Abraham Booty?
No. Abram.
Might as well, man.
Keep his hands up.
Abram Booty. That's an old generational name there.
But like, when your last name is Booty, is there anything you can do?
No, I should have known this kind of story would attract your attention.
NIL for one of those booty.
This college football,
you know,
story
of those,
you want to talk about.
Like hemorrhoid cream.
Those
or something.
Butt surgery centers now, because the ladies like the BBLs. To get the developed butt.
You get the BBL.
You know? Like you could get a NIL for one of those butt surgery replacements.
You could do like a plastic surgery.
Yeah.
No doubt. But if you're, there's really nothing you can do though. If your last name is Booty, you can't. There's no first name you can bestow upon that young man that will change the outcome.
Big.
No, they're not. You're not going to name your son Big Booty. You know,
Little Booty. Little.
Jokes are just.
They're.
It's pretty good.
Brad's in his bag right now.
Yeah. Anytime you go for 13-year-old humor, man, I got a 14-year-old. I can get down with that.
You know, when I think of General Booty, and the General of Booty, I think of Kyle Lowry.
Oof.
Wouldn't he? I mean, his nickname could be General Booty.
We have not seen that booty in the Eastern Conference Finals.
They've been
yet.
Missing it.
Will we see it?
They're gonna need it.
I
don't know if he's not hurt. They were 0-2 when he played against Philly. They may be better off without him, quite frankly.
Yeah.
So
very, very, very funny, John, that this story caught your eye.
In 2020, General Booty told the Dallas Morning News, obviously my name is an attention grabber and people like to do headlines with it, but I like to show people with my play that I can back it up. I have done that. I am going to continue to do that as well. And
Jerry
give them
said
a reason
back,
to remember
can,
my name.
City can back it up.
Yeah, keep backing it up. Keep backing that booty up.
Yeah.
Back it up,
back
on
it
me.
Up, dog.
This has been some of y'all's most clever radio.
Why don't you you feel bad for him because his name is Booty? Is that why you don't want to indulge?
Oh, he seems to embrace it.
Right. You embrace the booty, bro. Like, that's what you got to do.
I know my name's it's a grabber.
Sure
is. But general, though.
Well done, Jason.
What is it? I think it's the General Booty that makes it. Like, if his name was like Adam.
General.
Again, John David Booty. Like, you know, you got a couple of names before.
If his name was like Adam Booty or like
sort of
Steve Booty.
It a bit,
like,
right.
You know, Jason Booty. It would be different. But it's like you're like the General of Booty. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you shouldn't be the backup quarterback because that would make you the backup Booty.
No, he's going to be the starter, I'm assuming. He's coming here to back it up. He's coming to Oklahoma to prove it.
Time for booty call.
He's a booty call, dog.
A booty call.
Anyway, yeah, like other names in college football, we know D. Coldis to ever do it.
Yep.
Right?
D. Coldis is solid.
I forgot about him.
Alabama has a young man named Kool-Aid McKinstry.
That's an NIL deal.
UAB has a Fish McWilliams. Boston College has a young man named Shitta Silla.
No, okay, that's unfortunate.
Right.
That's his name.
Careful. I didn't
that's
hit the dumb
name.
Button.
It's not, it's his name is Shitta. S-H-I-T-T-A.
Okay, all right, thank you.
We got it.
That's one of those. Big Cat Bryant there in UCF.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina has Storm Duck. So there's some great names in college football. This is this number one? Is this the best name in college football? General
this would be the A.
No, it's the coldest.
D. Coldis.
D. Coldis.
If your name is D. Coldis, though, you better be, right?
I think they knew, and he has been so far, right?
Has he?
Yeah, as a prospect and everything else.
I don't know.
Where's he at? I don't even
Nebraska.
Remember. Okay. Yeah, he's gonna be fine.
I thought he was at LSU.
I don't remember.
Anyway, congratulations to Oklahoma.
See what's on John's mind today. What dude's saying right there? Repeating.
All right, we will come back with the rundown, get into Game 2 last night, Miami and Boston. Obviously, preview Game 2, Dallas and Golden State. All that and more on the other side. Jason and John, I'm trying to film ESPN. I saw the booty. I want
the booty. Lord, what a booty. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.